What is up, everybody? This is the Primal King Podcast, and this is episode number 90. Man, I can't believe we're already 90 episodes in. So super excited to talk to you today about looking at the next steps and achieving goals and all the stuff that we always hear about, but a lot of a different spin on it. I think you're really going to like this if you can implement it. Also, do want to let you know we are fully stocked back up at crossomeats.com. Make sure you go there. Just was released here today. So if you're listening to this, like up to the minute, literally just got released this morning and we're already almost sold out again. So if this is something you've been wanting to try, some meat from the awesome central Idaho mountains, got to get on crossomeats.com. Check it out. All right, everybody, let's turn into looking at goals, a different way of looking at them, and how it's actually going to help you achieve the things that you've been looking for. Okay, here we go. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everyone, and welcome back to another solo episode. As always, very excited to have you on board. So today, what I want to talk to you a little bit about is how we approach accomplishing the things that we want to accomplish. So here's typically what I see. We have a goal. Let's say we have a goal that we want to accomplish. And so we sit down and maybe we write out a business plan, or we write out some daily action steps, or we do all these different things to be able to accomplish this. And I'm not against any of that, first and foremost. Like, I think it's great to have kind of action steps to accomplish the things that you want. But so often what I'll see happen is that people will go through these action steps, or, you know, these maybe micro goals, if you want to call it that. And then they get to where they thought they were going to get to by doing those things, and they don't actually accomplish what it is that they wanted. So maybe to break this down a little bit easier is if you were going to say, the goal for you is to have a better relationship, a better marriage, right? So you may go and you may start writing down, okay, I am going to send my wife a text every day telling her that I love her. I am going to get her flowers on her birthday and on Mother's Day and on Valentine's Day and blah, blah, blah. I am going to pick up the house more, right? And so all of a sudden what happens is that you have this list of things that you could actually do that most likely would improve your marriage, right? It would improve your relationship. Great stuff. But here's, I guess, where I look at this, because I also see that just doing those acts alone will not actually make you the person who is worthy of getting to that goal. All right. And that kind of came out funky, but hopefully we can dive into this and it'll make more sense. So one of the biggest things that I see happen when it comes to business is people will be like, I want to build $1 million business. I want to build a 6-figure business. I want to build, you know, a $50,000 a year business, whatever the goal is. And they approach it the wrong way, because typically the size of your business, the size of success that you will have, is going to be dependent upon who you are as a person. Okay. So I want that to sink in for a second. The best way that I think that maybe I could tell you or show you this is that I remember having this conversation the first year that I actually made really good money. And it was a really weird deal for me, because I had made like decent money before. And what it seemed like would always happen is I would have this thing in my head that almost made me feel unworthy of making good money, right? It was almost like if I made good money, I wanted to get rid of it, because it was like I wasn't worthy of it. And I grew up poor and I didn't grow up like understanding how to use money and how to, you know, like maybe what to spend it on and what not to and all these different things. And I'm still not great at that. But I remember having a conversation with somebody who was, she had like coached other people and stuff on mindset blockages, blah, blah, blah. And so anyways, she was one of our old clients. And she said, okay, because I told her, I said, here's the thing. Like, I just went out and I bought a brand new Polaris Razor. Like, this was years and years ago, right? And I was like, as soon as I did it, I just started panicking, because it was like, oh my gosh, like I had such a scarcity mindset that it was almost like, I was just waiting for my job to stop paying me as much. I was waiting for something to happen for, you know, I was doing sales and it was like, oh gosh, the leads are going to go away or the program's going to go away or like all of these like crazy emotions hit me. Now, I bet you if you're willing to admit it, maybe if you think back about the first time you made a lot of money or maybe you didn't make a lot of money, but maybe it was a lot compared to what you were used to, there's probably like this thought in your head as well. And I know this happens to a lot of people and it happened to me really bad after I went and I bought what I internally thought was kind of wasteful spending, right? Like going out and buying this brand new side-by-side. Probably didn't need it. I probably could have got, you know, a used one or a cheaper one, or, you know, maybe I should have saved up more money before I was willing to buy it. And so it was like, all of this stuff was like going through my head. And it was like, I started to understand and having some conversations with this person. It was like, I actually felt unworthy of having money. Like that was something in my psychology, in my brain that was like, okay, if I end up doing something and splurging, let's say, something bad has to happen because I'm the type of person that's unworthy of actually having that type of an income. And you, have you ever noticed like sometimes it's like maybe you'll start making some money and it's like all of a sudden the car breaks down or, you know, you close a big deal or something like that. You sell a house or whatever it is, you start doing well in your business or in your job. And all of a sudden it's like, you know, all these things like start hitting you and it's like, oh my gosh, like I actually thought I was going to get ahead and maybe I'm just never going to get ahead. Right. Because as soon as I finally start making money, like all these things start happening to me that it's like, I'm just not meant to have money. Like those thoughts go through your head. I know they do. They go through mine as well. And so what I started realizing is like, okay, great. Like I could have all of these goals that are going to help me make more money. But am I actually in the right mind frame and in the right mindset to be able to accept these things? And that's one thing that most people never even talk about. Most people never even talk about like being able to accept having a great marriage, being able to accept having you know, a high paying job or a high paying business or having a bunch of money in the bank account. Like most of us grow up a certain way with certain things kind of interwired into our brain at a very like young and it turns into a subconscious level that we don't even realize it. And so again, like coming back to the conversation with the girl I was having it with, she was like, okay, well, why are you so worried about, you know, buying this side by side? You know, she couldn't care less about what that was, but it was more about the principle, right? It was like, well, you know, I'm worried that I spent it on that and I probably should have just saved the money and I probably should have done this. And she's like, okay, well, why do you fear that? And basically like, what we kind of came down to is it came back to like a fear of just not being able to like survive financially, right? Like that was the whole meaning. It wasn't that I bought a side-by-side and it wasn't that, you know, I was making good money or not making, it was like a mental thing for me that I was almost like, I felt unworthy of being able to have things like that and be able to make the type of money I was making. Now, from there, I started doing some things to kind of help me understand, like to get out of scarcity. You know, a lot of us, I think, especially a lot of us who maybe don't grow up with a ton of money, like we have this scarcity mindset of like, we're almost in scavenger mode, right? To where it's like, we'll go do anything for a dollar because we understand the value of a dollar, right? Like, darn it, we grow up hardworking people and we understand what a dollar is. But then you get around people who are money people and they're like, man, I would rather pay someone to come and clean my house than do it myself. And my first thought kind of along those lines is like, oh my gosh, you must be lazy. And it's like, no, I just value my time so much that I would rather pay someone else to do the stuff that I don't want to do. And so what ends up happening, once you start understanding more along the lines of like, who do I have to become to accomplish this? It changes the entire paradigm of how everything operates. Right. So again, like we can have these goals, but you know, like I know someone who it just struggles in relationships. Right. And it's always like, oh man, I don't know what I have to do to, you know, keep a significant other. I don't know what it is that I have to do to be able to just be loved and to have a great relationship. Like, you know, like I see other people or like you have, like, I don't know what I have to do. And it's like, dude, it's not about what you have to do. It's about who you have to become. Right. Like, You can buy flowers for your wife, right? Like if you're a girl, like you can, you know, I don't even know, you can buy the steak dinner for your husband or you can, you know, do things for him and everything else. But like, who are you? Like, are you the person who is willing and able to accept what it is that you're looking to accomplish? And I know this kind of gets deep and maybe heavy, but so often, again, it's like, it's not just a matter. Like I see, you know, people out there that do all kinds of stuff for their spouse and they still don't have a good marriage. Right. Because it's like, if you're doing all these things out of insecurity, right? If I'm blowing my wife up every day out of insecurity, and if I'm blowing, my wife up, telling her how much I love her, it's like, yeah, it's great. But also, like, are you doing that because you're insecure with our relationship? Because no one wants somebody who's going to be kind of like clingy, right? Like no one wants to be with someone who is overbearing. And so, yes, like I can write down these action steps, but am I becoming the person who's worthy of having a great relationship and having a great marriage? And that is never going to be simply by doing things for other people. Same way when it comes to business. Like I'll never forget, you know, my former boss talking about how there was no way that he could have built the software company he built 10 years previous. And it wasn't necessarily that he got like so much better at marketing or sales or the development or the IT side of this software. It was because him as a person wasn't in a position at that point to where he could handle building basically a $1 billion company, right? Like he wasn't who he needed to be to do that. And I even look back, you know, at my own life and so many different things. It's like, if I would have made as much money at, you know, 21 as I did at 32, I probably would have died, right? Like, I don't know. I probably would have been closing down bars or who even knows what. And so I look back and it's like at that point in my life at 21, 22, 23 years old, I wasn't the person who was able to handle that, which is why I look back and I believe that's why my first business wasn't more successful. There was other people in the same business that me were making tons and tons of money, but I wasn't the person at that point, like, who was able to do that and able to accept that. And so again, like what I hope comes out of this episode today, at least, is rather than maybe asking what you have to do, start asking yourself who I have to become. Who do I have to become in order to be in a great marriage? Who do I have to become to be in a great relationship? Who do I have to be someone who is desirable to someone to be in a relationship? Who do I have to become in order to build the business that I want or to get the job that I want? Who do I have to become to have the body that I want, right? Like I can't just say I'm going to go to the gym 5 times a week and expect to have a good body. It's like, who do I actually have to become from like the core of me? I have to be someone who's willing to accept what's necessary to have that type of a body, right? Or that type of a workout or all of these other things. And so again, like, and I know that for those of you maybe who listened to every episode, there was something that was said at one point that was to me so profound. And it was actually by Nicholas Baerle. And you can go back and listen to that episode if you want, if you haven't listened to it. But he said, you know, I started allowing my future self to mentor me. And basically what that means is that I started asking myself, like, who do I have to become the person that I want to be? Who do I have to become? Again, not what do I have to do necessarily, right? Like, I think that comes next. But like, who do I actually have to become, excuse me, to do all of these things that I want to do? Because again, like, I just look at this and it's like, that is something that we never talk about. We never talk about like, who do I actually have to become? Maybe some of us are change resistant. Maybe some of us fear that if we change too much, people won't like us or they'll call us arrogant or they'll call us, you know, stuck up or blah, 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 right? Like we have all these fears. But the truth is that if you want to truly have a fulfilled life and accomplish the things that you want to accomplish, you will have to become at some point a better version of yourself. You'll have to. You'll have to become a better version of who you are right now. And that may end up meaning that you leave people behind because of your growth. And it sucks, but it's going to happen. The only thing maybe I think that sucks worse than that is staying exactly who you are and where you're at right now and living a subpar life because you're worried that someone might say, hey, you're stuck up now or you're a snob now. You've changed, right? Oh, well, I hope so, right? Like, I hope I've changed from the time that I was 21 to now being 38. Like, damn, if I didn't change, I'd be wondering what the hell's wrong with me, right? And so I would just encourage you today, whatever it is that you're doing, maybe you're building a business, maybe you're not, maybe you're just at a job, right? Maybe you're in a decent marriage, but you want to have a great marriage. Like, start asking yourself less of what it is exactly that I need to do and more about like, who is it that I need to become in order to do this? You know, I there's a podcast I listen to, and I remember the story about the guy and his wife who showed up to this $10 million beach house. And this is after they'd been bankrupt, lost their business, basically lost everything. And he was talking about, well, they were talking about it together, and he was talking about, you know, when we went to that house, we were like, that's the house we're going to live in someday. And instead of being like, all right, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write out my 5-point business plan and my 3-year goals and my okay, oh, that's great. Perfect. But what they asked themselves is, who do we have to become both as individuals and as a couple to live in that house? Like, who do we have to become? And then it was like 6 years later, they were living in that house. They were living in that $10 million plus beach house. And they didn't do it necessarily just by sitting down and writing out a plan. They started having to ask themselves the question of, who do I actually have to become in order to live in a house like that? Like, I wonder what that person who lives there does every day. What do you think they do every day? Right? Like, are they getting up and complaining about their life? And are they getting up every day and they're in terrible relationships and, you know, they're working a dead end job? Probably not. So if that's really my goal, if my goal really is to live in that $10 million beach house, like, who do I have to become? Well, number one, I probably can't be a complainer. I can't be a negative person. I probably can't be working a job, right? Like, we can start going down the list of things that, like, maybe we can't be, but also transition that into who we need to be. And so it was really cool hearing that story, because when I heard that story, I was like, that's awesome. Like, they didn't show up and envious of this house or you know, bitter about the fact that they've been going through all these financial struggles. They actually were like, that's awesome. Like, that house is cool. Like, whoever lives there, good for them. But like, who do we have to become in order to do that? Like, if that's our goal, if our goal is to live in that house, like, who do we have to become? And it was like, okay, we have to become, you know, business people. We have to become people that don't have a scarcity mindset, right? Like, we have to become, you know, people who are willing to work hard for what it is that we're going to be doing to generate the revenue. Like we have to become those people. And then again, kind of the micro can fall together after that. And so just to kind of wrap it up here today, I hope that this will give you maybe a different look, because the thing that I struggle with so much, you know, when you're reading social media posts or you're having conversations and it's kind of the same old, like, I don't know why I keep, you know, dating the same type of people. Well, it's because you're still the same, right? Like, this might sound a little bit harsh, but the truth is that if you're in and out of relationships and basically the same thing keeps happening, it might be time to look in the mirror and ask yourself, like, are you the person who is able to attract the type of relationship that you say you want? And if you can answer that question honestly, and yes, I get it, there's timing that goes into this, maybe a little bit of a luck of fortune to be able to run into the right person at the right time. But the question is, like, when that happens, because it will, there's 7 billion people on this earth, right? Like, if you're single right now, I guarantee you there's somebody out there that's compatible to you. But when that happens, are you at a point in your life to where you're ready, willing, and able to accept it? Or is this relationship going to crash and burn just like all the other ones, because you are still the same person and you're not willing to grow, right? And again, it comes to the business side of this. Like, if you've started multiple businesses and they all crash and burn the same way, maybe it's not bad timing. Maybe it's not, you know, maybe it's not bad timing. Maybe it's not, you know, bad business partners. Maybe it's not all these other things that we want to say. Maybe it's the fact that you're just not who you need to be yet in order to actually have a successful business. And that's a tough pill to swallow. Right? Like, it really is. It's so easy to deflect and be like, that girl's crazy. That dude is a psycho. Like, no wonder why it didn't work. And yes, do those things happen? Of course. But if you're in this spiral and it's happening over and over and over again, right? If every time you get fired or lose your job, it's basically the same thing. Maybe it's not them, right? Like, maybe at some point it's like, we have to look at the common denominator and be like, maybe I'm not who I need to be in order for this to work. Maybe I'm not who I need to be to keep a job or to build a business or to have a great marriage or to have a girlfriend or a boyfriend for that matter, right? Like, maybe it's me. And I know in this world of touchy-feely, everybody's different and let's just celebrate diversity, blah, 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 right? Like, no, like, at a certain point, you may have to look in the mirror and realize that it's not everybody else. It might actually be me and my lack of growth and my lack of willingness to have self-awareness enough for things to change. So I would encourage you as we wrap up here, if things aren't going the way you want them to, if you're stuck in this kind of repeating cycle of just the same stuff over and over and over, right? Like the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Like if you're stuck in that, stop asking yourself what goals you have and start asking yourself who you need to become in order to accomplish what you want. Who do you need to become in order to be loved, to give love, to trust, and to get trust? Like, who do I have to become in order for these things to happen to get me where I want to be? So again, I know this is a little different spin on maybe what you've always heard or been taught, but this is something that I do know to be true, and I know it will help you if you're willing to give it a shot. All right, so I want to go ahead and wrap it up. I appreciate, as always, you joining me here today. Get out there, start asking yourself who it is that you need to become in order to do the things that you want to do, and it's going to shift the entire paradigm of how you look at goals, how you look at achieving success. I promise you, because I've done it myself. All right, everybody, have an awesome day. We'll talk soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.